it is time.
Down the rise to the blood, yeah.
Yeah,
they love you because you're such a hip-hop head, and they love that. We love that. Everybody loves that.
I'm glad you really get it like that. She's a genius.
Give it up for Letty, please.
Hola. Hi, guys. I'm Letty, and I have my friend Angie here and my friend Josh Flo here with me. Josh is here for a very important reason. Something crazy happened to him. First of all, Josh, what do you do as a profession?
Well, I'm a videographer. Shoot different events, different artists, help, like, shoot videos for companies and just whatever content, really.
Yeah. You have a lot of hunger in you. I love that about you. I told you already. I like that you're young and, what, 21? I met you when you were 20.
No, you were 19. Like, 19.
Yeah, he was 19.
Yeah.
He was a baby.
Aww.
Yeah. He's so cute. Okay, so we have you not just to say how cute you are, but also this fool died. Like, Josh fool died and came back to life twice, you said, right?
Yeah.
You said you flatlined twice?
Yeah.
Over the, and I'm telling you, these are his story. These are like, it's crazy that this is probably not the craziest story of Josh.
Right.
But it's still a crazy story.
Yeah. Definitely not.
What happened?
I think it was a lack of sleep. I was up for like 2-3 days just knocking out like a bunch of videos and probably just like not eating right. I don't know. I was in the car and then I guess I just started having like a seizure or something. And then during that whole process, like my friend was trying to like wake me up. Then a car like ended up hitting us, so we crashed. So then I think that's when I was like, I didn't have my seatbelt on. So I just like flew to like the bottom of the floor. I was just out basically. Like,
yeah.
Like I was already knocked out.
Josh, so you had a seizure, then a crash, then you, it threw you.
It took a long time for them to even get me out the car.
Oh.
I was like trapped on underneath, the bottom of like the seat type of thing.
So you were driving?
No, you weren't driving. Okay.
Seat.
His friend trying to help him was distracted and then someone hit them.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, like the person on my side, like they ended up hitting them. I basically got mostly like the impact.
Yeah, because they hit your side.
Yeah, because it hit my side. Yeah, it was basically just that. But I mean, like I felt fine.
Just that.
Just that.
I felt fine.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like right when I got to the hospital, I was like, okay, I'm good. Like, I can leave now. Like, you know. But
do you know how long you were in the hospital for?
2 hours, 3 hours.
You bro,
know,
you had a
I'm
seizure.
Keeping that, like, yeah.
Do you regularly have seizures? Like,
no,
is that a thing for you? So
no, I don't. But I think, though, a couple weeks ago, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but I experienced sleep paralysis.
Oh, I experienced that.
That's
so
scary.
I got that like a couple weeks ago for the first time. I probably didn't think that was a seizure or anything. So I was like, but it felt like it because
definitely feels
my
like
jaw
it.
Was chattering. But then this happened. So then, yeah.
Well, maybe because
really
sleep paralysis is normally you don't move.
Yeah.
Nothing moves.
Yeah.
So for your jaw to be chattering, that's wild.
That's what I always heard. That like
you just don't move.
You
can't
just
move
don't
shit.
Move, but like really, my jaw was just chattering, and I couldn't even move.
One thing to help with that is don't sleep on your back. A lot of times, for some odd reason, sleep paralysis happens when you're on your back.
Yeah,
so sleep to the side. Maybe the way we're laying when we're on our back leaves all our chakras out in the open, and then that's where they get taken over.
Yeah, definitely. Like the only thing I do remember though, like with the accident, is my eyes were closed, obviously, but I just kept hearing like he's dead, he's dead. Like,
damn, Josh.
So I was just like, in my mind, I was like, damn, I'm like, I'm dead, I'm gone. But then I just woke up in the hospital, so like it was just weird.
You know what's wild, Josh? That I know you were sleeping, so you didn't experience it, but that must have been really traumatizing for your friend. First,
oh,
to have seen you have a seizure, and then to think that you died.
Yeah, for real. They actually arrested him.
Oh, shit.
I felt bad. I picked him up from jail, though. Like, but yeah, they arrested him.
But I'm telling you his stories. What?
Kind of leave little details.
Yeah, a little?
But yeah, he was.
Why was he in jail? He was helping
DUI?
You.
DUI.
Yeah,
okay.
Fuck.
Yeah, but
Josh.
He wasn't even like. Drunk was, like that. Like,
yeah.
It was just like he had like a little drink.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where were you guys before this happened?
This happened in Pasadena.
But like, where were you before? Like, where were you
before
driving
that,
from?
We were coming from a friend's house from like Monrovia. We were going back towards my apartment.
Okay.
But yeah, it was like a late night.
It was streets? Like surface streets?
Yeah, streets.
Damn, so your friend not only saw all that, but then gets arrested for it, too.
Yeah.
Did he know that you came, too? Because maybe he was under the impression, like, you were done.
in his head, he was like, he's dead. Like, and he kept asking the cops, like, and they wouldn't even give him answers. Just, like, arresting him, like, throwing him in the back.
It sounds like a movie scene. How you're describing it?
Seemed like it, yeah, but that shit sucked. He's out now, but now...
And you're
like,
alive.
Yeah, but I'm like, damn, now he has to go through that whole freaking process. So.
Yeah. Josh, can you sleep more, please?
I've been trying to.
Because I think that you do it to yourself. Like, you want to get a project done and you won't sleep until it's done.
Yeah.
And but then that shit happens.
That's really my...
And your body's, like, reacting to it.
And you say yes to everything. I feel like you probably have shit that you need to do right now and you're here.
Like, I think my problem is, like...
You didn't deny it.
Sometimes I get, like, scared to go to sleep. I feel like I won't wake up.
Josh,
so scared of dying in your sleep?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, I think I always just put that, like, thought in my head, like, I don't know.
Where do you think that came from? Because I'll tell you a story. This is going to sidetrack, but we're going to come right back here, okay? So while we come right back, I want you to think about what may have triggered this.
Right.
So we were talking about ever getting caught watching porn. And I remember when I was little, we were at our like a babysitter's house and they had kids and the dad or whatever. And so we want to watch movies, so the VHS, right? So I guess one of the dad's movies was in the VHS and we pressed play on it and it was a girl in the shower. Even to what I know porn in now, it didn't look like what I know porn to be. It's literally a girl taking a shower, but it's like slow visual or whatever, her washing herself. We were watching that kind of like, what is this? Like, this is weird. And then the dad comes in and he catches us and he's yelling at us. And it was at the time where you didn't know what it was and you didn't know that it was wrong because you didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
So we saw it and we're just, and then now we're getting yelled at. And so he was like, I'm going to tell your dad when he comes. And me and my sister were like, oh my God, we're going to get in trouble. What do we do? So I remember my dad came to pick us up and we just ran straight to the car. Like, we didn't want to be there when the guy told him. And then my dad comes back in the car. And so we're expecting to get yelled at and he didn't say anything. And then as I got older and I looked back on it, because I literally lived my whole life up until I looked back at it thinking that he told my dad and that my dad knew. But what I'm now thinking is he never told my dad. Like, imagine, what the fuck are you going to tell him? Yeah, like, hey, well, your kids even get saw my this? Porn.
Yeah.
He didn't tell him, but he put the fear in us that, like, we literally lived like, oh, my God, what the fuck? When are we going to get in trouble for this? Like, we're owed getting in trouble for this, right? So fast forward, like, movies. You know how sometimes movies have weird scenes, like, or sex scenes or whatever? Yeah. I always... always feel uncomfortable. I always feel uncomfortable at those scenes, even if it's just a titty popping out, especially if I like have a dude next to me. I'm always feel uncomfortable. And then I'm like, fuck, what if I feel uncomfortable because how the dad triggered me as a little kid or traumatized us into feeling ashamed and you're gonna get in trouble. And at the time where we didn't know what it was, we just saw someone naked, to now when I see naked scenes, I get like, oh, I shouldn't be watching this. I say that to say, do you think there could have been something that, like, someone put fear in you about going to sleep?
I think it would be probably my own fear. I don't know about you guys. Like, when I was a kid, probably from, like, 3 to, like, 5, I used to get bad night terrors. Really bad, like, intense. Not no...
Like a monster.
Like, a bad dream. Like, no, I would get intense nightmares that would, like, wake me up, like, screaming. So, like, I think maybe... That had to influence.
Of
like,
course, yeah.
I think if anything, it would be probably from that.
Have you ever heard of Kid Cudi?
Yeah.
he has songs about having night terrors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's monsters.
I mean, I don't know, like, but it's weird, though. Right after I got baptized, all that went away.
So then why are you still afraid to go to sleep?
I don't know. I
think. How old were you?
And when were you baptized?
Thank you.
I got baptized late. I got baptized, like, 5, 6.
Oh, shit. So you remember getting back. You remember the nightmares before getting baptized and then getting baptized.
Like, my mom thought I was possessed. Like,
legit,
because right after, like, I get baptized, all of it went away. It's just weird.
Yeah.
But you're still scared of going to sleep.
I'm not, like.
No, but the thought creeps in, like, fuck, what if I don't wake up type shit.
Yeah, like, for sure. And especially with that whole, like, the sleep paralysis and that kind of like re-triggers.
Of course. Damn, that shit like, always scares the fuck out of me.
Yeah, so I think it's just stuff like that. Like, I don't ever have good dreams I remember. Like, if anything, they're going to be something bad.
Yeah. Sucks. I have good dreams.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So what number concussion is this?
This would be my 10th.
The 10th concussion in your whole life?
Probably I have like 12, but 10 that I've went to.
Like that you've counted for?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know how many concussions I've ever had?
How many?
Zero.
Ash, I'm
Angie.
Zero.
Yeah.
They are not fun, let me tell you. It alters your brain for sure, like, especially
if
it happens at a young age.
You're young. Anything that's happening to you right now, you're you're still forming.
Like, I literally, my first concussion I got, I was 6 years old. So, like.
Oh my Josh.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, his stories are insane.
They keep going and going.
Nah,
was it falling? Off a bed or some shit?
No, I was just, like, being, like, a dumb kid at school. You know the big red bouncy, like, balls?
Yeah.
Those huge ones? We were jumping on them to, like, kind of jump higher. Then I, like, kind of, like, slipped the wrong way, and I just fell and hit my head, like, I blacked out. So, like, that was, like, my first concussion. Kind of like a downhill from there. Like, because once you get one, you're prone to getting them more, like, way more often.
Do you have a favorite concussion? Like, one that was... probably worth it, or like more fun than the other one.
It sounds horrible, but like probably the one I gave myself. But that's because of due to anger and due to a personal beef. Mm-hmm. I got into a fight basically, and you know, I ended up headbutting the dude. That concussion was worth it, I would say, for that one. Yeah. Other than that, no, I don't miss any of that. But that was actually my worst concussion. Every time I would, like, go to sleep, I would throw up every time, like, I wake up, like, for a whole week. But that's all I would say. Like, I would say that would be probably the one that was worth it the most.
Okay, so how does it feel to flatline?
It's definitely not like how the movies make it seem. Like, it's kind of like... it's
no
kinda
white
like,
light.
Yeah,
no, like,
it's like...
your just, light flashes in front of you.
Yeah, it's nothing. Nothing. At least I didn't experience that. It was just black. It's just dark.
Like you went to sleep.
Damn. Yeah. Loki, you're not giving me hope for afterlife right now.
I know. I'm sorry. Because like,
legit, all those stories, I'm like, ooh, there's
I've
something
always thought
beyond.
So too. Like,
yeah.
You know, my life will flash. I was like, damn, this is
how
it's
going to go. Or you see like pretty flowers or like,
yeah.
He's telling you, you're not, it's not your time, Josh. You're going back.
Just pitch black. That's it. Now, I didn't even have no dream like while I was out for that whole time. Just pitch black. Sounds crazy.
Okay, so that was Monday.
Monday morning.
Tuesday, you left the hospital.
No, I left the same day, Monday.
Oh, my God.
But I left the same day, Monday. But the doctors were basically, like, telling, like, my parents. Because they also found something in my, like, lung. I'm not exactly sure what it is. But, like, they were saying that, yeah, I probably will die. Keep checking on me type of thing. Because the doctors didn't even think I was going to make it alive. So, I'm like, I don't know.
So, you're walking.
Josh, listen to me. Please, because you're legit here like if nothing happened.
I know.
I texted him yesterday. Yesterday was Wednesday. Like, hey, can you come through tomorrow? And he's like, hey, I flatlined, but I'll be there. And it's like, you got to be like, hey, I need a rest.
And the thing is, like,
you got to do that for whatever the fuck is in your lung. It, also, if you catch COVID and you haven't gotten it already, your lungs, if they're weak right now, you're fucked.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you feel anything in your lungs?
No, it's just more on my lower back. So that's why when they said that there was something in my lungs, I'm like, what?
How can they have told you there's something in your lungs, Josh, and you don't remember what they said?
I don't know what it was.
But something in your lung. Yeah, do you think like a fragment? Is it from the crash or is it just in general, like they just found in you
existing? I think it already existed.
Yeah, like separately to the crash.
I think it already just was there. But since I got like checked up, then that's when they found it. Yeah, I basically escaped death already four times. Three times.
What was
last
your favorite
year?
Death escape? I told you.
I'm trying to think which one, but
I'm gonna title that.
I would say
I'm gonna title this episode "Death Escape."
For real. No, I'd probably say this one though because I flatlined. Because
they actually hooked you up and saw able to see that you had no pulse.
And like it was weird because I literally was in and out.
So you remember scenes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then that once they like took me from the hospital, my dad thought I was already dead at the house. I was being like unresponsive, like I would not.
When even you went back home?
Yeah, so then that's when he was just like tripping out. They could not move me. It looked like I was dead. Weird.
You like stay traumatizing everyone.
I know, but myself, it's pretty fucked up.
Shout out to your dad though. Your dad is probably my favorite person that I've never met, just off of the text messages alone.
Know, literally. For real.
Josh, can you pull it up so that I can recite it?
Oh, yeah,
or do you remember what it is?
I think he texted me one day, like, Like, hey, Pops, hi, he's like, I'm feeling suicidal today, but hope you're having a good day. I'm like, wait, what? And I called him. He's like, I'm sorry, that was a typo. I was like, oh, man.
Autocorrect?
Yeah. He's like, oh, how was your weekend? I'm just feeling a little suicidal.
I'm feeling suicidal right now. I'm like, all right.
But I hope to see you soon.
Like, okay. See you on another side. Like,
oh my God. Josh. Yeah. I'll be over there when it's like flatline.
Right. Like, yeah, that was a trip.
But he was going to say? Like, what was he supposed to say? What turns into suicide, right?
I don't even know. Maybe he meant to say feeling like, a little sick. I don't know.
You never asked him?
Never asked him. I was just like,
I fucking love that text. Like, it never gets old. How about Angie didn't know what flatline means? And I'm like, Angie, Josh flatline. And she's like, oh, what is that?
That's great.
Right. It's not my fault. You misspelled it, and I went on dictionary, and they couldn't find it.
Right, spell flatline.
Flatline. I don't know. F-L-A-T-L-I-N-E.
Yes, great words. For a guy with 11, 12 concussions.
Right.
Four death escapes. Your brain is working, bro.
I don't know what it is.
Well, honestly, that is a sign that you're supposed to be here. Like, I hope you take that meaningfully.
I just hope that I don't go through any more experiences. Right. I'm like, dude, this doesn't happen to the normal person.
It doesn't even happen to the not normal person.
Yeah.
You're one of a kind. But you make the best out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say definitely. It with a smile.
Yeah, I mean, because it's just like, I guess there are learning experiences and people can learn from them too. Just
okay, what did you learn not to do this time?
One, just being healthy and getting your sleep. Yeah, I don't know if I'm being real. Like, just staying away from like substances and shit like that. Like, if I'm being honest.
And wearing your seatbelt.
And wear a seatbelt. But you know what?
Not going into a car if someone's drunk in the car. Or even drank a mini drink or whatever you called it.
I think, though, because in the past two crashes I've been in, how do I go into a big rig and with no seatbelt and survive? I think
how? That happened?
Yeah, remember I got in that big car accident last year?
Oh, yeah. Josh.
I crashed into a big rig, but what I'm saying is, like, every time I haven't worn my seatbelt, like, I think
you
if
still
I,
survive.
Like, if I would have worn it, I think I would have died, type of thing.
Like, so you feel like the seatbelt will kill you.
Like, I'm not saying that for everything, but I'm just saying at least in
it would have kept you in the car that would have crashed into the big rig or like split in half.
If I had the seatbelt on while I was having a seizure, like, don't you think that would have been choking me more? You know what I'm saying? So it's just a little shit, like little stuff.
That
like
and
that.
Then sometimes the seatbelt gets stuck and like,
yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna start driving without a seatbelt.
Please do not take that away from episode.
It's just more of a sometimes I don't know. You're just here for a reason, I guess.
No, you definitely are. So there's two proofs of this. One proof is that clearly there's an entity at work trying to take you out.
Yeah.
And then there's another entity that's saying, nope, you're staying.
Yeah.
Like, what your experience is definitely fights between, like, good and bad and, like, weird energy, bad energy and good energy.
My grandfather, he passed away in October or something like that. That one kind of hit me hard because I had talked to him, like, a month before. I had a long, deep talk with him, and I guess because I was going through a lot of stuff during that time, he was praying for me, like, paying to, like, pray for me or whatever during that whole time. He ended up catching COVID, and then he was, like, in the hospital for, like, 30 days. So, like, none of us could see him.
Right.
And then I just shot him a text. You know, hey, like, hope you're, like, doing okay. Love you. Like, just a little text like that. And I got a response. And then later, like, when he died, they told me that out of all the people, he only replied to me. He didn't reply to his wife, his kids. He didn't reply to no one but me. And then they found his Bible. You know, people, like, will leave, like, a little divider or something. Yeah. So, like, it was a photo of me and his
bookmark.
Bible.
Oh, Josh.
So, like, that one, like, I always know, like, he's watching over me type of thing.
Yeah, for sure. Because he was already watching over you here.
Yeah, I need to just not be on bullshit like I do. But I'm getting better on it, though. Not trying to give a reaction to everything. But, yeah, you would get Nipsey slapped if you disrespect.
Fucking Josh.
I actually did Nipsey slap somebody, and I felt pretty good about that. Only because I was like, at least
so
I can
you
say
slap
that.
And you're like, you did it. Slap.
Well, it's called the victory slap, guys. But come he's calling on. It.
But not back when I was living in my mom's house. I was in the car and then literally looking in the rearview mirror and like these two dudes were trying to break into my sister's car. So like I hopped out.
What
like,
are the odds?
Yeah, right, exactly. And then my homie that I got in the car accident with, he was already coming to pick me up. So then like, I'm chasing him. They started running the opposite direction. So then I hopped in his car. And I'm like, cut them off. I caught up to one of them. His face is like younger. So I just had to make a quick decision. I'm like, do what I punch him or do I slap him? Like, I don't know. I just
or do
it.
I walk away?
Yeah, no.
No, that's not an option.
That wasn't the option. I was like, he's going to get hit, but like, you know.
Like, what kind of hit? Yeah.
So I was like, I'm like, whatever. I just open hands, slapped the soul out of him. His neck just peeled back. He was trying to talk crap after that. I'm like, bro, I just slapped you. Like,
yeah,
there's
you look
no
stupid.
Coming back from that. And then another thing was like, if you're old enough to be breaking into cars, you're old enough to get
slapped.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to say a job.
Oh, no,
slap. That too. But like, you know, a lot of people were like, you should have just hit him. I was like, whatever.
The slap feel better.
Yeah, it honestly does.
Is that when you knew you were an adult?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Valentine's Day.
Right.
Whoa. That's like a whole vanity.
Joshua, what are your plans? Because, you know, I just want to preface this and tell the listener that as crazy as Josh Flo's stories about shit that happens to him are, his love stories are even wilder.
Drama.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
There's this term, Josh is Hispanic, but he doesn't know Spanish, but there's a phrase that says, le gusta la mala vida, and that basically means like, oh, you love the bad life, don't you? And yeah, you do.
For sure. I love a girl with some daddy issues, you know? Seems like that's what I'm attracted to, I guess.
Joshua, say me gusta.
Me gusta.
La mala.
La mala.
Vida.
Vida.
Say that together.
Me gusta malada vida.
Okay, Josh, Valentine's Day. Tell me about it.
I'm not even talking to anyone at the moment, really. Especially, I think it would be selfish. Right
oh
now,
God,
I, need
sound
be,
like
I need to be selfish right now and good. Be focusing on what I got going on.
You're just like Angelica.
Dun-dun-dun.
Angie.
Yeah.
Is also in this boat of like
me, myself, and I.
Yeah. But I told her, like, I need you to get in a relationship.
She wants me to be in a relationship.
Because I want you to vent to me about your bullshit with him so that I can be
me to have
like
drama
you.
To vent to her.
So that I could be like, you know what, Angie, you're right. Because when I have drama with Jorge,
yeah.
Angie's like, you're right, Leti. I totally get you. And I'm like, I want to be that friend too. I want to be the
you
friend
will.
Back.
You will.
I'm that friend for you when
for
shit
sure.
goes. So
yeah.
I want to do that back.
Oh, you're so thoughtful.
Angie's very much that way. I literally, how long have we been friends?
6 years.
6 years, yeah. So I've never seen her with the dude.
Oh, really?
Oh, I don't talk to her about that either.
I've never seen you with the dude
Oh,
either.
That's true.
She said that she won't introduce a dude to her friends until 6 months.
Because that's when I know it's like, oh, okay, that's more serious.
That's
that means in the meantime, she's going to be lying to us.
Well, it's
for
not
six
lying.
Months.
It's right. just that there's no point of me introducing him
well,
or
would,
talking about him.
I would
if
say
it's like,
I would feel that way towards family. But
yeah,
to friends,
thank
I really
you.
Wouldn't care.
Oh, okay. I guess I take it to like,
everybody.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like guys that text her, how are you?
I don't like clinginess. That's it.
I'm not your mom. Like she gets turned off
like, yeah.
So what we're going to do for my little singles. So yes, my friend Spicy Mari, she's a relationship expert. And she tells everyone that's single to make a pizza. And this pizza is going to be how you find your purpose mate. The person that is meant for you. Like the one that's going to give you the little Joshies that you want. Not the ones that you're going to not acknowledge or say that they don't exist. Like not those ones.
Yeah.
The ones that you like want to be
right.
a part of their life.
Yeah.
So. The relationship, I'm going to call it the relationship pizza or like
yeah,
the partner pizza, something kind of pizza. It's a fucking pizza. And so she said that often when we think of this person, we start with the toppings first and we shouldn't. So we start with the shit that's attractive, how they look, shit like that. Like what will make us want to fuck them? And we get to the other parts of the pizza later, which is the wrong way to go about it. Because then we're going to find out what their other parts are later
All
and
right.
then be like, I don't like this pizza.
Yeah.
So in order to make the right partner pizza, you have to start with the crust first, okay? So I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions and you're going to answer to me. So then we're going to make the profile of your guys' pizzas, okay? I'm going to get you guys fucking soulmates.
She's going to put us on Craigslist.
I totally am. I love the love. Okay, so the crust is basically ask yourself and I'll ask you, give me the answers of what in another person, so Josh, what in a woman, and Angie, what in a man, makes that person a good person. Nothing sexual. What would you have to see in someone that you would leave and say, they're a good person?
Loyalty.
Angie?
Polite.
Okay, give me two more, each of you.
Caring. And I would have to copy yours, loyal.
Would respect be the same as one of those?
Respectful is good.
What did I say?
You said polite, caring, polite. Loyal. So someone's going to
open the door and be nice to me.
Charismatic, like funny.
Wow, Joshy. Now we're going to get to the sauce. So the sauce is how you like to be treated. How would this person have to treat you for you to think they treat me good?
I would think respect and supportive. Protective.
Oh, yes. Yes, I love your pizza.
Me too. I love my pizza already.
Josh Lowe, I'm going to chalk this up to your 12 concussions. But
yeah, like I'm trying. So this one is just.
I like supportive for you too, though, because I think you would like choose supportive. And how do you like to be treated by a woman? Like, not sexually, just treated in a good sense.
I mean, I treat girls with respect, so just treat me. Like, I hate when a girl, like, will try to talk to, like, or kind of, like, be disrespectful like a guy.
But you already put respectful in the first one.
That's what I'm trying to think.
Oh, maybe considerate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think considerate is the word
for in your life. And I think patience.
Wow, Josh, this is a great pizza.
I want to add to mine, too. Appreciated.
So they're appreciative of you.
Yes.
But not extra, because if you're too appreciative of her.
No, but see, if I like them, then give me all of it.
Okay, now to the toppings. What makes this person fuckable? Like, what makes this person...
I'll go first.
What makes this person, like, attractive to you?
I mean, obviously...
Give me three things.
Pretty face.
What is pretty to you, though?
Oh, so then beauty is...
Yeah, it's up to you, like, features that you like. Okay, how about...
eyes are, like...
Okay, eyes are important.
Eyes, yeah. Nice
eyes. Or is a certain attitude important to you? Like, do you like a nasty girl? Or do you like a smart girl? Do you like... I find knowledge attractive. Like, so to me, like, I'm just like, fuck. Like, Jorge to me was smart, and I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And my thing was voice. Like, if he was great, but his voice sucked, oh my God, it'd be done.
Yeah.
Because there have been some dudes that like, have voices like a high pitch. Gross.
Yeah.
So a voice would be mine, but eyes is a good one.
Well, for me, I like guys with beards.
Okay,
beard. A strong jawline.
Jawline.
I like them tall. Assertive.
They know what like, they want. Damn, like, that makes me feel like zam. Zam, Zaddy. Yeah. Joshua, I could ask the question again. So far we've done a pizza, and initially we started with the crust, which means what would make a girl a good person in your eyes? Nothing sexual. You just are like, that's a good person. And so you said loyal, respectful, and funny/charismatic. And then it's like the sauce of the pizza, which is how would you like to be treated by a girl? What to you feels fulfilling in a relationship between you and a girl? And you said that she's supportive, she's considerate, and she's patient. And so now we're on the toppings, which is like, what is attractive to you in a girl? That could be facial features. That could be body features. That could be personality types.
Confidence, like a nice smile.
Okay, that's three. Angie has four. Angie, I want you to give me one more. Joshua, I want you to give me two more.
Smart. Okay, that's so good. It's smart, assertive.
I have smart and assertive.
Yeah, assertive for sure, for sure.
For sure, assertive. Damn.
I like a girl that's like self-driven.
That's good. One more, Josh. Come on, you can do it.
Sociable, because I'm not very sociable. I always feel like if I'm with somebody that's like not like how I am, it kind of brings that out of me.
I like that. A people person?
Yeah.
Wow. You guys, for being single, you guys have a pretty cool pizza.
I know. I'm seeing that and I'm just like, wow.
Yes. Okay,
what's wrong with everyone?
Right.
Not me.
Also, girls, I just want you to know about Josh Flo. He has amazing hair for a dude. Like, the hair on his head, I always tell him, you know who you remind me of? The boyfriend in Scream that ends up being the killer. Not because he's the killer part, but the hair part.
Okay, yeah.
I think I only saw him in Scream and that's it. So basically, that's your doppelganger. Girls, if you're listening and you wanted to know what he looks like, we didn't film this, but I'm going to take a photo of him. Don't mind the, like, concussion-looking face because he literally just flatlined 2 days ago. He's fine. He's not like you've ever had before.
Fail him.
I love it. And I really love his hair because he'll wear a beanie or a hat, and every time he takes off the beanie, his hair does this cool thing like,
it bounces.
I am here. Yeah. It's like... It's voluminous or volume.
Yeah. No. Voluptuous?
No.
Voluminous. That's the word, right?
Voluminous. He has voluminous hair. If that's part of your partner pizza. Josh is here. Josh, are the DMs open?
The DMs are open.
Okay, because I'm going to tag you. I'm going to take a photo of you, and I'm going to tag you just like I'm going to tag you, Angie. Oh. And I'm going to... Your DMs are open. I'm opening them.
My DMs are open, but doesn't mean I'm going to respond. But do it. Do it. It's fine.
Be assertive. Because she'll find that attractive.
Right.
So let's just go over your guys' partner pizza.
Mine's so perfect.
What makes a good person to you guys, which is your crust? Joshua likes them loyal, respectful, and have some charisma. They're funny. Angie likes loyal, caring, and polite. And then treatment. What does a partner have to treat you like? And Joshua says supportive, considerate, and patient. And Angie says supportive, respectful, protective, and you appreciate her. Now then it gets down to the nitty gritty. The is attractive in a partner. Josh Flo is looking for some kind eyes, a nice smile, a people person that has confidence and ambition. And then Angie likes them tall, hairy beards.
I did not say hairy beards.
Jawline. What would you say like is your jawline? Like
very like defined.
Ooh,
you know,
like a square.
Not
like
square,
a Lego.
Just very tampoco.
Okay, like what? Give me an example.
Just define
who's
jawline.
The celebrity jawline that you would say?
Oh, like Brian from the Backstreet Boys.
Brian from the Backstreet Boys. If he wasn't MAGA, because yeah, that's fucked up. And then also be assertive, and she loves smart. She thinks
like William
that
Levy also, yeah.
So that sticks out to her. And these are my baby's partner pizzas. Oh, I'm going to post this. What?
I would want them to get along with you.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna approve of anyone, Angie,
true,
it comes to you. Joshua, I'm a little hard on. I don't think I've approved on any of Josh Flo's people, but I've been right.
True. You've been right.
Yeah.
She's always right, though. Yeah. Even her dreams.
It's just a trait
I'm
I have.
Scared of them.
Don't dream about me. Don't dream about me. Okay, thank you guys for participating in this podcast episode. Yay, we ended it on a good note. Okay, thank you. Bye.